This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. The Fan Upstate. We talked back in the first hour of the show. And ordinarily, this is where we will do the audio blitz. I do have some audio for you. We're going to come to that here in just a couple of minutes. But I wanted to do this real quick. We talked back in the first hour about television. We had two, to me personally, enormously impactful shows that were called off in the last couple of weeks. First was Around the Horn with Tony Reale. A show for those of you that didn't see it, which I don't know how you didn't. It's been on the air for 20 some odd years. Basically took...
Love the Max Kellerman year.
Love the Max Kellerman year. Tony Reale, as the host of this show for, again, 20 plus years. I remember when Reale was stat boy on PTI way back in the day. Reale basically stood in a studio with a little podium. And he would have four or five columnists, sports editorialists, join him. And he would rapid fire through a number of different topics. And he would have these people weigh in on these topics. And if the guest got out of line or said something ridiculous, Tony Reale would literally push a mute button and take them off the TV, which I thought was fantastic. And then Reale, acting as the judge, would award points to, the host as they competed. And then they would eliminate them one by one, segment by segment, until there were two left. They would have one final topic that they would debate, and then Reale would announce a winner for the show. And there were some names that became big-time names, guys like Woody Page, who kind of became a national talking head because of the show. I thought the show was great because, with exception, but not many, the show was kind of like just sports people talking about sports. It did not have that big, hot, takey, compelling, we got to be engaging and clickbaity attitude. And I do think that was because it was formed in the pre-clickbait era of sports broadcasting that we're in now. I adored that show. And as a young broadcaster, 17, 18 years ago, just getting into the industry, there was a part of me that kind of wanted to form what would become the Rob Brown Show throughout the years, model it off of that show. I do not want hot react to me takes. I do not want over the top. I just want to talk sports about sports and with people who care about sports. And I loved that show.
See, it was good early on, and then whoever won decided to go political, and it happened more and more and more to the point where, you know, I want sports, I don't want politics, so I just turned it off and stopped watching.
I mean, sure.
And there are certain ones you knew if certain ones of the reporters won, you knew exactly where they were going, and you knew exactly what they were going to talk about. It's like, okay, fine.
Like any...
So I chose to stop watching it.
Like,
and I think a lot of other people did too.
Like any other television show, it is subjective. I do not care if there are politics in my sports. I'm not going to pretend like I do. It doesn't bother me. It is a massive platform with millions of people. And if it's not for you, great to watch. And I'm talking about that show. I'm talking about basketball, football. I don't care. If you feel like it's gotten to a point where it's just too much for you, then vote with your eyeballs in your wallet and don't pay attention. That's your prerogative. I don't judge anybody for that, but it doesn't bother me. And so that show remained important to me up until its cancellation. And I do not think it got canned because it got political. I think it got canned because by and large, not exclusively, but by and large, they did not do the hot takey stuff that is taken over every
that,
the show.
That part of it, well, a lot of the hosts aged out of it. Woody Page, I mean, you could just see him from a young man to looks like he's 95. A couple people who used to be on there died. I just, and also now they're bringing in people that you've never heard of before. And I know originally that's how that worked. I mean, that's where you got Dan Le Batard and guys like that. They were on that show and they went on to do other things. But then it's some of the people that you really liked go away, and then it's they're replaced by people as like. Eh.
I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it. I think it was simply because when you watch that show, you weren't getting rage bait responses. You were getting, to me, largely, not exclusively. There, again, were exceptions, as there are to every rule. But by and large, you got well-reasoned, well-thought-out sports takes that were not designed to just get people to anger click on the social media video. I think it was just, it was unless you are a sports guy, it was kind of boring. Or unless you just say, zero politics in my sports, it did get political at times, for sure. But if you were in that groove of sports guy who doesn't care about politics, it was a show that lasted for 24 years for a reason. Now, we said goodbye to that show a week and a half ago because it just wasn't getting the reaction anymore. It's not that it wasn't getting reaction. It's just that all these other Stephen A. Smith-led shows were getting social media clicks and Around the Horn just didn't. And then we talked about Inside the NBA on TNT because that show went away over the weekend. As we know it, they're going to move over to ESPN. Again, my sadness for the loss of that show is that I thought it got to a point on TNT where TNT said, we got a gold mine here. Just go be the boys. Just go be goofy and knock each other into Christmas trees. And you know, Shaq, if you got to poop, get up and run away from the desk and let the boys clown on you for it, which is a thing that very much happened in real life, et cetera, et cetera.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And that show goes away. My fear is you bring it over to ESPN, and ESPN, as they are doing with every other show, is going to demand that they start getting hot takey. They are going to demand that they start giving more hot takes so that they can get more social media clips out of it. I don't know if it's going to happen. I hope that it doesn't. I hope, much like ESPN didn't fit to their credit with McAfee, when they brought McAfee over, they pretty much said, we don't want you to change your show. Maybe we're going to ask you to pull a little bit back here and there, but we're not going to ask you to stop your show. We'll even put a disclaimer up front that says, hey, the boys are going to cuss. If that's not for you, this ain't for you, right? So maybe they'll leave it the same. I hope they do. There was one more show that I used to adore. And we talked about it on the broadcast many times. I loved the show Sports Science. Sports Science was one of my favorite shows of all time. And Sports Science was one of my favorite shows of all time because they took the two things that I love most in the world, the two non-people things that I love most in the world, which are sports and science, and they jammed them into one show. And they did experiments to kind of like show how remarkable the athletes and their performances at the highest level are. 100%. One of my favorites, there were two that have always jumped off the head of me. One of them, they had Terrell Owens in his prime on. And they basically wanted to find out, what's the range of an NFL wide receiver, right? Like, what's the catch radius for an NFL wide receiver? And they had T.O. effectively stand still. And they had him jump left, right, up, forward, backwards. And then they measured and they calculated from a standing spot that for a guy like T.O., if you threw the football, and I don't know why I remember this exactly, but if you threw the football within the radius of a school bus around him or within the radius of an alley-oop upwards, T.O. could catch the football. There was another one that I loved. They did a test on, the skiing stupid high big jump that they do where they go down the not snow ramp and then they jump in the air and they do the weird, like, skis out and lean forward and they just travel through the air as far as they can.
I think that's just the ski jump.
Ski jump, sure, whatever it's called.
That's what it is.
I'm only a Winter Olympics expert like once every 4 years.
It's for distance.
It is for distance, not for height. But obviously your height goes into the distance. They did one where they did the math on it and they found out, and the reason streamlining is so important, they found out that for every 1 mile per hour that a skier could pick up on the ramp, it equated to about 2.5 to 3 feet of distance in the air. 1 mile an hour. So a guy going 75 down the ramp and a guy going 76 down the ramp, the guy going 76 just on speed was going to get 3 feet, which means the 75 guy either was going to lose or he had to find that distance with his aerodynamics or whatever. It's incredibly fascinating if you're a gigantic dork-ass nerd like me.
I'm guessing height and weight probably factor into
sure,
that also.
Sure, all of that. Yeah. But on average, 1 mile an hour on that ramp costs you up to, can gain you or lose you 3 feet in distance. And in a sport where the gold medal could come down to a fraction of an inch, that's massive. Now, I bring all of that up to say that the host of that show, a guy by the name of John Brancus, passed away. Saturday over the weekend, was battling depression and unfortunately, apparently took his own life, which is absolutely heartbreaking because of, and even though Sports Science was only on the air for a couple of years, like it's not a long running show. Once it went off the air as a full television show, they started working Sports Science segments into like Sports Center, right? Like they would show a dude hitting a baseball and how this guy got more air than whatever. And then they go, and now to explain how Barry Bonds hit the ball 18 miles, here's John Brancus. And he would come on and he would say, all right, well, here's this pitch and it was this result. And this is the timing. And Barry Bonds swung the bat at this speed and at this angle, which launched the ball. John Brancus, I genuinely believe, was a big part of the reason that if you watch a baseball game nowadays, watch what happens when a guy hits a home run, even on like smaller broadcast. They put a whole graph up on the television about launch angle and exit velocity and airspeed and all these different nerd stats, whereas most people would go, big dong, yay! Now when you watch, they go, all right, he got the bat on it at this speed and at this angle, and this was the exit velocity and the launch angle, and here's why it was a homer. And that stuff's fascinating to a lot of baseball nerds like me. And I think Brancus and Sports Science were a big part of the reason that the science element of sports for fans. Like, being super science-y was always going to happen to pro sports because you're going to do anything you can do that can get you an edge. And if you find out via blood test that your offensive lineman builds muscle fiber faster when he eats this particular diet, you're going to work it into his contract that he does that. So you have the strongest left guard you can have to give you the best chance to win you can have. Always going to find its way into pro sports. But for those of us out here in Sportslandia, for those of us out here in the fandom that started getting into all of this, there was another one where Brancus took a hit from Marshawn Lynch to show what a, or excuse me, not from Marshawn Lynch, took a hit from, oh, gosh, who was the linebacker he took it from? Brandon Jacobs. It was a running back. It was not Marshawn Lynch. It was Brandon Jacobs. He took a shot from Brandon Jacobs, and he, like, wore all the sensors and all that so they could get, like, how much force he was hit in different parts of his body and the angles he bent at when he took the hit and all that. So that we, because when we see a guy like Brandon Jacobs hit a guy like Von Miller, it's two absolute prototype specimens, two absolute alpha dogs colliding. And because it's two dogs, we may not, relatively speaking, be able to understand just how much force is generated. But we can when it happens to a normal dude, right? This is why every year, whenever the Olympics roll around, every dude with a microphone goes, I got an idea for the Olympics, guys. Let's put one average Joe out there. Pick one guy out of the crowd and throw him into the event to show just how spectacular these athletes are. For the record, cool. I actually think that would be kind of entertaining. Maybe not at the Olympics, but like, what if they did a regular Joe Olympics where we just like, we had regular people do these events and then we overlaid them during the Olympics. Cool idea. But that's what this cat did. And he took that shot from Brandon Jacobs so that he would be able to measure how much force is generated on me, on just an average, regular, run-of-the-mill, slightly overweight 40-year-old white dude. What's that going to do to my body? Forget what it does to Von Miller. Von Miller spends his entire life getting his body in perfect shape to both distribute and take those hits. What's that going to do to me? And it allowed us to put the absolute spectacular athletes and performances into a more, again, to me as a nerd, understandable frame of reference. And I thought that that was one of the coolest things that's ever happened in TV. In fact, one of the few disappointments I've ever had is the fact that not enough of y'all watch Sports Science to justify keeping it going. Because I, again, all of this is subjective. All entertainment is subjective. But as a nerd who loves sports, I don't understand how that show wasn't one of the coolest things that anybody's ever watched. To see what they did, one with Drew Brees, where they put Drew Brees up against a Olympic gold medalist archer, right? Like somebody who is known for being able to utilize their body for peak accuracy and precision. And they said, all right, shooting an arrow is considered to be the peak in terms of human precision. Because with an arrow, you have to be exactly precise. There's very little room for error, right? So they said, what about a guy with a football? What about a guy like a Drew Brees? How accurate, in the heat of a battle, how accurate can Drew Brees be at his best? And Drew Brees went out there and was more accurate than an Olympic gold medalist archer. Now, we all know Drew Brees is accurate. We've all seen him play football. But to really dial in on just how accurate, outside of the game of football, just how accurate, precise he can be with the football, and to see that in a scientific experiment up against another frame of reference in real time was unbelievable. They did one with Carl Edwards where they measured his reaction time compared to a normal people. He was two normal people. And his reaction time was like a third of a second faster, which doesn't sound like a lot. But a third of a second in a NASCAR stock car could be 2, 3, 4 feet. How many NASCAR races have we seen won or lost by 2 or 3 or 4 feet? A lot, right? These things were wildly fascinating to me, and John Brankus came up with the idea of, what if we put them into a frame of reference that regular people could understand, up to including the numbers and how they compute to frame of references outside of professional athlete doing professional athletics with other professional athletes. I thought that was a fantastic idea. John Brankus, man, you were a goat. You were a TV icon as far as I am concerned. This was not on the rundown. I just learned about this morning. And I got to say, that dude made it feel like, as a nerd, as a science lover, as a whatever you want to call me, and I've been called many things, as a whatever you want to call me guy, that made me feel like there was a space for that in sports. And I think that was a revolutionary idea. I thought they executed it well, and I thought he deserved a ton of credit, not just for doing it, but for laying his body on the line in order to make sure that we, as regular dudes, understood what these athletes were capable of. All right, when we come back, the audio blitz, got audio from around the world of sports. I'll hit you with next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The absolute best postseason in all of American sports, if you ask me and only me, is the NCAA baseball tournament. It has everything. It has upsets. It has big-time underdogs. It has breakout dramatic performances and more. One of the unfortunate parts for some schools is that they get bounced, even though they are hosting a regional. That the fate of the Clemson Tiger baseball team. To break down what happened in Clemson, South Carolina this weekend, joining us as he does every Monday morning at 8:40 a.m. He covers the Clemson Tiger Athletic Department for the Post and Courier. John Blau joins us here on the program. John, good morning, brother. Welcome back. I'm sure it was a long weekend for you. What happened?
Yeah. Wasn't quite as long as it would have been if Clemson had actually won.
Fair enough.
At the noon game. But yeah, obviously losing that game to West Virginia the way they did, when you get into that loser's bracket, it gets a whole lot harder to get out of your regional. To have Lucas Malmsteed, your dominant reliever for most of the year, have one of his, couple of moments where he didn't really come through. Obviously, we saw it against Florida State. When they lost that game, that kind of lost them the ACC regular season title and potentially the tournament title. Then he can't hold the lead down against West Virginia. Obviously, they storm out to a lead. They end up winning that game. And then the next day, you have to play Kentucky, obviously an SEC team, and not have a good season, obviously well below 500 in SEC play. Some of those teams, though, when they get a second chance, a new life, can be hard to beat. And Clemson, we've seen this with them, just not enough depth pitching-wise. They really, we saw in the ACC title game against UNC, lost in a rout when they had to get to their fourth day of pitchers. Talon Bell, the freshman against Kentucky, did not have a good day, had to go to some other relievers. They all did not have good days, and it really got away from them. Really fast.
Yeah, six different pitchers in a 16-4 loss to Kentucky yesterday, which was the elimination game. But I also think on top of that, John, there were, I think seven or eight errors committed by Clemson in that game, which was just wild considering this was a team with like a 97-98% fielding efficiency mark during the regular season. To see the fielding fall apart the way that it did against Kentucky, I think was maybe the most shocking takeaway. Was there any trigger for that, or did Clemson just pick a bad day to have a bad day?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that to know the trigger, you'd have to be inside their heads. I can't get there. But, yeah, to have almost nearly as many errors, seven, as you have hits, nine, that's just the wheels completely falling off. And, yeah, obviously you can get behind. You start, obviously feeling it a little bit. You start feeling a little bit of pressure maybe. And you have to kind of, you get out of your own head. You're just not playing comfortable and loose anymore. You're playing tight again. Eric Backish talked about that during the losing streak when they lost 9 out of 12 games. He saw guys that were kind of clenched playing the game. And, that may have happened again. I don't know. But, yeah, they looked awful in pretty much every phase. It reminded me of 2 years ago when Clemson lost to Tennessee in an extra inning game. And then they came back the next day against Charlotte. It was a closer game, but just did not have any energy, any juice. It seemed like Clemson kind of knew, that this thing was coming to its end and maybe lost a little bit of focus there. But, yeah, it was not pretty. in any way. And obviously disappointing to Clemson, being, at one point they were ranked the number two team in the country. They were considered, a team that of all the teams in college baseball had maybe the best chance of getting to Omaha. But I think at the end of the day, we learned this was a team that just was playing with thin margins. They were winning games by close margins, and pitching, you don't have enough of it. That makes it really hard to win the postseason.
This was a team that, John Blau, and I think we talked about this during the course of the regular season and the ACC tournament, this was a team that I would kind of define as a vibes team, right? Like, I say the same thing about the Atlanta Braves. When they're feeling good and the vibes are high, they are dangerous from the plate and off the bump. But if those vibes take a dip, things go a little sour. Obviously, Cam Cannarello was an absolute beaut on Friday, and the game on Saturday came up with some clutch hits. But then we got to those last two games, and it just kind of felt like the ball wasn't going where they wanted it to off the pitcher's hand. The bats couldn't get around, and it felt like the team just kind of hit the skids. Is that do you think that is a fair definition of what Clemson was as a team during the season, in this tournament, in the region, whatever? Or was it just a matter of we didn't have the right talent in the right place to be an Omaha-caliber team?
Well, I think it's both, because I think, like you said, the vibes thing is it's a confidence thing. And when you don't really have great talent, and Eric Backus even admitted in the press conference, like, look at our stats. I mean, this is not a team that should have won 45 games. I mean, you only have two hitters hitting over 300. We got 73 homers, which is well below the 100-plus they hit last year. This is not a team that really produced at the plate at a high rate. They just produced at the right times and at clutch hits, and they would see pitches. They'd get on base, and they would kind of grind out victories. And then pitching-wise, again, they had a little bit more pitching. They were able to kind of get by when you had Ethan Darden. Maybe it would have been even better if you had a Dane Moeller, the freshman, and if you had a Michael Gillen, the transfer from Seton Hall, but you didn't have any of that. And so there's just too many holes in the batting order. There were too many guys you had to move from the bullpen and starting spots that kind of took a strong bullpen and made it a little bit weaker. You just didn't really have the talent at the end of the day. I think they kind of tricked us a little bit. I mean, they tricked me a little bit. I mean, just the way they were able to win some of those games, and you just they're constantly finding ways to win. You think, okay, that's just they're that good. I mean, they're able to, it's not conventional. It doesn't look explosive. It's not, they're not, statistically impressive, but they find ways to win. And I think at the end of the day, they were just operating with thinner margins than some of us wanted to think or admit. And those margins were kind of exposed once they got in the postseason play, where we're playing against really good teams, day in, day out.
John Blau of The Post and Courier joining us here on The Rob Brown Show and The Fan Upstate. I heard some of the comments of Eric Backus afterwards. He pointed out how this team swept South Carolina in the regular season. That's a point of pride. This team made a run through the ACC tournament. In fact, pointed out at one point that, dropping that last game to North Carolina, a team that is moving or that did move into the regionals as well, maybe cost them the opportunity should they get out of the regional to host the super regional, et cetera, et cetera. Down the line, when we get deeper into the offseason, once we've come and gone to Omaha, once it's time to start looking ahead to the 2025-26 season, what do you think the legacy of this team will be and the lessons taken by Eric Backus into next year will be?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, because obviously this is a team that got them to their third straight regional. Only Arkansas and Clemson the last 2 years have hosted a regional all 3 years. And so they've been consistent in doing that. Obviously, everybody will remember Cam Cannarello and Robin home runs and the way he ended this season in terms of the tear he went on. But obviously, legacy-wise, I mean, it's still one of those teams, again, not quite good enough. And Eric Backus admitted that. And he also sounded a little bit annoyed. He said, we know that Clemson hasn't been to Omaha since 2010. We got it. We know. We're working to make sure that happens. And so it'll be interesting to see how Eric Backus responds. I mean, what he's actually able to do this postseason, because, obviously NIL's changing a little bit with the rev share model. Clemson, baseball will not, obviously be the most well-funded program in the Clemson athletic department. They'll have full scholarships. That will be a benefit. They'll have 34 full scholarships. They're not going to have necessarily some of the NIL rev share assets maybe that some other programs have. So who can they attract? Can they attract some, you know, frontline, you know, maybe starting pitching or just some relievers that could throw, you know, 96, 97, 98, which they really haven't had in recent years? Are they going to be able to attract some guys who can, like Backett said, with one swing of the bat can change the game? And it doesn't necessarily have to be a home run hitter. That can be explosive guys who can, you know, take a single and make it a double, or a double, make it a triple. They just need more athletic, more explosive athletes. It's going to be interesting to see if they can collect some more of those, because, again, in the final calculus, when we look back on this team, not explosive enough, not enough depth in terms of the guys who can change a game, either from the bullpen or in the batting order. And you know, this is going to be the offseason where we figure out whether Eric Backett can take that to another level, or if he's kind of working with what he's got here.
We are at a point where we are seeing, for teams that are no longer active, did make a regional, or have been eliminated so far, John Blau, we are seeing guys go into the portal. We're seeing guys make their intentions known already, et cetera, et cetera. Is there any movement? I mean, I know it's only been a day, and I know it's probably too soon, kind of a soft, sore spot right now, and that's understandable, but at the same time, always got to be working towards getting better and better. Is there any indication of movement from Clemson to Clemson, guys that are being discussed, not, et cetera, or are we still kind of in an evaluation period before we start taking those steps?
Yeah, we're still in what you would say, like you said, the evaluation period. I think Backett said his exit meetings would be in the next, you know, few days. And so he hasn't sat down with the players yet, had one-on-one conversations about kind of where they stand and where, what the player obviously is thinking as far as where they want to go, what they want to do. And so, yeah, we're going to see some movement probably the next few days. We'll see announcements from guys that are, you know, hitting the transfer portal. And, you know, I think, you know, Backett admitted they're recruiting, I think he said, five classes. You're recruiting all the way down to some of those ninth graders. You're also recruiting, you know, some of the guys who are in college right now. I'm sure the Clemson, through this postseason, even while they're where they've been competing, they've still been, you know, looking at the transfer portal, being in contact with athletes who they think maybe could help them next year. They at least have a decent sense. You're not going to have Cam Cannarella back. You're not going to have Andrew Chupo back. You're not going to have Dominic Listy back. Those are guys for sure you're not going to have back. You have to replace them somehow. And then, yeah, there's probably going to be a couple guys that maybe didn't have the type of season they wanted. You know, I'm not saying this for sure. This is just, you know, a question in my own head. Like a guy like a Luke Gaffney, who came from Purdue and, you know, didn't have the greatest year, wasn't even in the lineup in the postseason. Is that a guy, you know, wants to stick around for another year? I mean, that's going to be interesting to see. But they're going to have those types of conversations, figure out who wants to stay, who wants to go, and then they'll try to, you know, shape the roster around who's left.
John Blau from the Post and Courier, another minute or two before we let you go. John, I did want to check in on two other topics. The first is, as you have been following it quite intently, the House settlement. Obviously, we know that Judge Claudia Wilkins sent the two parties back to the table because of the roster limitation dispute to come up with something. I was under the impression, and I guess I misread the situation, that we needed settlement terms back on the table within 2 weeks of that. We are now outside of that window, and I have heard nothing new since then. Do you have any updates? Have you continued to follow the story closely, or is this kind of just taking a seat until we find out what the negotiations lead us to?
Yeah, no, I've kind of just been waiting like all you guys to see what will happen. I was under a similar impression that by now she would have made a ruling and either everything would have been set into place, or she would have rejected it and sent them back to trial. But we have not heard anything. And, you know, obviously I think a lot of college administrators and people in college athletic departments are a little anxious right now, because in less than a month they're going to start paying athletes, and you know, some states, and I think even the state of South Carolina already has legislated that they can pay athletes directly. So the universities can do this by law. There's just no rules. There's no regulatory body set up yet. That Deloitte Clearinghouse, you know, all this stuff really can't take effect until the settlement is codified or is agreed upon, and then maybe a codification of the settlement via congressional action, even though that's probably a longer shot. But yeah, everybody's just kind of waiting and just trying to see what's going to happen. And I would hope it would be within the next few days. But you know, I thought it would be a couple weeks ago like you would have thought it would be a couple weeks ago. So who knows?
John Blau covers Clemson for the Post and Courier. Kind enough to join us every Monday at 8:40. John, my man, I appreciate it as always. We will talk to you next week, bud. Go get yourself a nap, pal.
I'll do that. Thanks, Rob.
Absolutely. John Blau at JOMBLAU on the X. If you're a Clemson fan, he is a must follow. If you're a sports fan, Lonzo is a must listen with the Sports Flash. Oh, no.
That's all right. It's okay. The number one national seed has been bounced from the College Baseball National Championship Tournament, as Vanderbilt was eliminated by Wright State yesterday. Texas, the number two seed, was eliminated by UTSA in the regional final. I'm going to have to look that up. I still don't know what that is. The Clemson Tigers were bounced as well, eliminated by Kentucky in a 16-4 loss. Don't think I'm not going to mention that every chance I get. The opening lines of the NBA Finals have been released. The Oklahoma City Thunder are one of the biggest favorites in Finals history, with a -750 opening line over the Pacers, listed as plus 525 underdogs. Only the 2017-18 Warriors have had shorter odds in the last 20 years. And NASCAR Ryan Blaney won his first race of the season yesterday at Nashville. He ran away from the field late to take his first checkered flag since November.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.